Books on Tape presents No Safe Place by Joanne Ross, read by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. New Orleans. They came for Nick Broussard in the dark, guns drawn, harsh shouts shattering the night. It was 04:30 hours, a time in the morning that the Navy referred to as O Dark 30, when all but the most determined party animals or chronic drunks were asleep, or at least passed out, in bed. As he'd been, until they'd stormed onto his catch, dressed all in black like ninjas, pistols drawn. "On your knees!" one of them screamed, his voice cracking with the same nervous adrenaline that slammed into Nick's bloodstream like a Stinger missile. "Hands on top your head!"
"Hey, stay cool, Cher. I know the drill."
Hadn't he been on the other end of it enough times, both as a Navy SEAL and more recently before he'd been thrown off the force, an NOPD cop? Nick's head nearly exploded as he crawled out of bed, laced his fingers together on top of his pounding skull, and refused to flinch when the metal barrel pressed against his temple. The kid on the other end of the pistol had a shiny, beardless face that made him look as if he hadn't made it out of adolescence. Had he ever been that freaking young? Nah. When your father was Antoine Broussard, an angry, brawling man with an explosive, white-hot temper, you grew up real fast. A storm had boiled in from the Gulf. The torrential rain hammering on the deck of the Huya created a thick, slanting curtain of white noise that must have been why he hadn't heard them coming. It had to have been the rain.